30-Day Healing Psalter, the Healing Psalter, Songs, Prayers, and Declarations for the Afflicted and Those Who Carry Them, Scripture Woven. Important note, we strongly encourage all who come to this ministry to also seek appropriate medical help. Jesus heals in many ways. Sometimes he heals miraculously. Sometimes he works through medicine and the skill of doctors. Sometimes he brings both together. To neglect medical help is not an act of faith. Walk with wisdom, seek medical help, and prayer. Copyright 2025. Laird Rees Snowden, Jamind Foundation. All rights reserved. This work may be shared freely for ministry and personal healing purposes. No part may be reproduced for commercial use without written permission from the author. Spoken aloud in the midnight watches. These prayers should be spoken aloud. The Holy Spirit acts on spoken prayers in the same way as during Genesis. Speak them slow and reverently with thought and meditation. A beginning whispered from the threshold of mercy. Psalm 1, O God who sees the broken, you have seen my affliction. You have known the distress of my soul. Psalm 31:7, O God who sees, not the mask, but the marrow, not the surface, but the soul. You saw me when the pain was hidden. You counted the tears no one else could see. You listened when my breath was too shallow to form words. You did not turn away. You stood beside my sleepless nights, sat with me in sterile rooms, walked the halls of diagnoses with your robe brushing my shoulder. You are the God who sees the broken, though my body trembles, though my prayers fall like cracked leaves, though I cannot hold the hope I once did. You still hold me. You have not forgotten how to heal. You do not measure by timelines. You do not withdraw when faith grows thin. A bruised reed you will not break. A smoldering wick you will not snuff out. Isaiah 42:3. You kneel beside me now. You breathe life back into places that are shutting down. You are near to the brokenhearted. O God, if I could reach, I would touch your hem. If I could cry louder, I would call your name. But you hear the whisper before the wind. You answer the glance before the groan. So I rest, not because I feel strong, but because you are near. Heal me, O Lord, not just in body, but in the silence of my fear. Let your light enter where shame built a wall. Let your hand reach where medicine cannot. You are the God who sees the broken and does not pass by, where the hem of his robe brushes the earth and the flow begins. Psalm 2. Virtue flows from your robe. Power went out from him, and she was healed immediately. Luke 8:46. There is power not in the thunder, not in the earthquake, not in the fire, but in the quiet press of faith through a crowded place toward the trailing edge of your glory. One thread of your garment holds more healing than all the knowledge of men. One brush with your robe rewrites the story of years. I do not need to be seen. I do not need to be praised. I only need to touch you. My strength is gone, my dignity faded, but my faith has teeth, and it crawls to you, Jesus. I will press through shame. I will press through delay. I will press through 1,000 silent prayers, unanswered, if only to reach the place where virtue flows. Your robe is not distant. It sweeps the floor of my affliction. And when I touch you, I feel it leave you. The power, the breath, the lightning hidden in love, not just for crowds, not just for holy men, but for the desperate, for the unseen, for the one who still dares to reach. Virtue flows, not because I earned it, not because I was loud, but because you are mercy in motion. You turned and called me daughter. You turned and called me son. You turned, and when you turned, everything began to heal. Sung in the waiting room, whispered in the delay, and truer with every hour. Psalm 3, even in the waiting you are healing me. The seed sprouts and grows, though he does not know how. Mark 4:27. You are not absent in the silence. You are not idle when I see nothing. You are not late. You are healing me, even now. Not all healing arrives with a flash. Some comes like dawn, soft light creeping through curtains, warming the room before I even open my eyes. You are healing me in ways I do not yet understand. You are healing me in places I didn't know were wounded. You are healing me while I sleep, while I sigh, while I still wonder if you heard. I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined to me and heard my cry. Psalm 41. You inclined not just your ear, but your heart. Every day I wait is a day you are weaving. Every hour I endure is an hour you are aligning. Cells are restoring. Memories are untangling. Wounds are softening. Fear is loosening. Hope is quietly rerooting beneath the surface. Even the delay is part of the cure. I will not say you are slow. I will not say you forgot. I will say you are faithful in every moment, seen or unseen. Even if I don't feel it, even if the report still says unchanged, I will say you are healing me, because you are the God who finishes what he starts. He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion. Philippians 1:6. And this healing will not be half done. It will be full, deep, lasting, and true, sung by the one left on the roadside, now lifted by the gaze of mercy. Psalm 4. You have not passed me. By Jesus stopped and called them. What do you want me to do for you? Matthew 20:32. Many have walked past. Many have heard my cry and turned their heads. Some offered words without staying. Some offered pity without prayer. But you did not pass me by. You heard me even when I whispered from the dust. You felt my cry when I had no strength to raise my voice. You were not too busy. You were not too far. You were not like the others. You stopped. And the King of Glory, the Healer of the nations, the Lamb on whom angels do not cease crying, holy, you turned toward me. You asked me, what do you want me to do for you? As if I mattered, as if my pain was seen, as if I wasn't just another body by the side of the road. The Lord is near to all who call on him in truth. Psalm 145:18. You are near, not as theory, but as presence. Others passed by, but you did not. You stopped, you stayed, you healed. And I will never forget the sound of you calling my name, sung not from beside the cross, but beneath it, where every wound meets its Redeemer. Psalm 5, you have carried my pain into yourself. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Isaiah 53:4. You did not heal me from a distance. You did not wave your hand and stay untouched. You stepped into my pain. You entered my suffering. You carried it into yourself. The pain in my bones. You felt it in your flesh. The fear in my nights. You tasted it in Gethsemane. The shame, the trauma, the long unspoken ache. You did not merely witness them, you bore them. He was pierced for our transgressions, and by his stripes we are healed. Every lash you received became a key in the lock of my prison. Every nail that pierced you became a wound, wide enough for me to hide inside. You did not flinch. You did not refuse. You did not stop until you had carried it all. My healing is not weightless. It rests upon the shoulders of a lamb who did not turn away. You bore what broke me. You swallowed the poison that weakened me. You absorbed the judgment that tried to claim me. And now, what once was mine alone, now belongs to you, and you have already overcome. So I do not carry it anymore, not the guilt, not the disease, not the despair, because you carried it first, and you carried it to the grave, and you rose so I could rise healed. The oil on my forehead, the hands on my head. Psalm 6, the oil on my forehead, the hands on my head. Is anyone among you sick? Let them call the elders of the church to pray over them and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. James 5:14. The oil is not magic, the hands are not divine, but the moment they touched me, I knew you were near. The oil carried no fragrance, but it smelled like peace. The hands carried no power, but they felt like yours. I do not know what they prayed. I only remember the warmth. I only remember the weight, not heavy with effort, but heavy with glory. O Lord, you still anoint with oil, not just over kings, not just over prophets, but over the broken, over the bowed, over the desperate and disillusioned. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Psalm 23:5. You did not just fill my cup, you marked my head. You said, this one belongs to me. Through the hands of a faithful servant, you laid your own hand upon me. Through the trembling obedience of another, your healing touched down. The oil is still flowing, the hands are still ready. And I will never again believe that I was alone in that room, sung by those who have received a healing that no shadow can steal. Psalm 7, the healing that cannot be taken. The gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable. Romans 11:29. There is a healing that runs deeper than the wound. There is a touch that outlasts the pain. There is a work of your hand, O Lord, that no thief can undo. I have known moments of relief, followed by return. I have rejoiced in freedom, then feared its fading. But this is different. You did not just soothe me, you restored me. You did not just touch the surface, you rewrote the sentence. This healing is not performance, it is promise. Not a fragile gift wrapped in emotion, but a covenant sealed in blood. You healed what was beneath the wound, the lie that said I was forgotten, the guilt that said I deserved to suffer, the fear that said I would never change. You cut the cord of torment. You silenced the accuser. You held up my face and called me whole, and I believe you. Even when symptoms whisper, even when shadows stir, even when the enemy tries to reassert what you have removed, I will say with boldness, he has healed me. He has restored me. It cannot be stolen, because it was never mine to defend. It was his to give, and he gave it freely. What you healed, Lord, remains healed, even if I must remind myself again, even if the wind howls again, even if I must speak it in the dark, this healing is sealed, and I am his, sung in the silence, where even breath becomes intercession. Psalm 8, when I cannot pray, you still hear me. Before a word is on my tongue, you, O Lord, know it completely. Psalm 139, verse 4. There are days I cannot form the words. My lips are still, my thoughts swirl, my soul sighs without sound. But you are not waiting for eloquence. You are not restrained by silence. You hear me, still. You hear my pain when I can't explain it. You feel my ache when I can't describe it. You receive my tears when I can't even name what's wrong. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express. Romans 8:26. And so, when my prayers collapse, your Spirit rises. You turn silence into intercession. You translate the sob. You anoint the pause. You stand in the breach with words from heaven when I have none left on earth. You are not frustrated by my silence. You are not distant when I withdraw. You remain closer than breath, more faithful than the strongest voice. So I will sit with you, even in quiet, even in stillness, even in numbness, because you are not waiting for my performance. You are listening to my heart. And even when I cannot speak, you still answer. Sung from the pillow of affliction, where praise rises like incense. Psalm 9, I will yet praise you from the sickbed. I will lie down and sleep in peace. For you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. Psalm 4:8. This bed does not define me. This diagnosis does not name me. This pain does not speak louder than your goodness. Even here, while I wait, while I ache, while I am stilled, I will yet praise you. Not because I feel strong, but because you are still worthy. Not because the healing is complete, but because your faithfulness is. You are not only God of the well, you are God of the waiting room, God of the dark night, God of the stiff joints and the sleepless watches. So I praise you, with dry lips, with weak breath, with trembling voice, not to earn my healing, but because you are good even before it comes. You are present in this room. Your robe brushes this bed. Your mercy is laid like a blanket over my chest. He will sustain them on their sickbed and restore them from their bed of illness. Psalm 41, verse 3. Whether today or tomorrow, whether in a moment or through time, I know this bed will not hold me forever. But while I lie here, I will yet praise you, and you, O Lord, will yet raise me. Lay me down in peace. Raise me up in power. Psalm 10. Lay me down in peace. Raise me up in power. I lay down and slept. I woke again, for the Lord sustained me. Psalm 3:5. Lay me down, O Lord, not in fear, not in defeat, but in peace. Let this moment of rest be wrapped in your presence. Let this stillness be sacred, not the silence of despair, but the hush before resurrection. I do not lie down to surrender hope. I lie down because you are the keeper of my breath. You watched over Israel in the desert. You kept watch over David in the caves. You will keep me in this hour, as I wait, as I sleep, as I rest beneath your wings. In peace I will lie down and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. Psalm 4:8. And when I rise, I will not rise in my own strength. I will rise because you touched me. I will rise in mercy. I will rise in newness. I will rise in the strength of the one who lifts the dust and crowns it with glory. Lay me down, O Lord, when the time calls. Let rest be holy. Let sleep be trust. Let weakness be worship. And when morning comes, raise me up in power, not just to walk, but to dance, not just to breathe, but to proclaim that the Lord my healer never sleeps and never fails. Sung by those who walked through the fire and emerged with worship in their lungs. Psalm 11, the fire did not consume me. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned. The flame shall not consume you. Isaiah 43. 2. I have been through the fire, and though the heat was real, though the nights were long, though the pain was sharp, I am still here. The fire surrounded me, but it did not have permission to take me. It could scorch my strength, but not my spirit. It could shake my breath, but not my belonging. You walked with me, Lord, not from above, not from afar, but from within the flames. You did not pull me out at once. You stepped in and stood beside me, like the fourth man in the furnace. You bore the heat with me. And when I cried out, you answered not with escape, but with presence. I came out different. I came out branded with mercy. I came out with a deeper stillness, a quieter faith, a strength that no longer brags, but believes. You have tried us as silver is tried. We went through fire and through water, yet you brought us out into a place of abundance. Psalm 66, 10 through 12. This fire did not consume me, it refined me. What was burned away, I do not want back. What remains is yours forever. And if ever I walk through fire again, I will say with peace. The fire does not get the final word. The flame bows to the one who walks beside me. Psalm 12. You remembered me in my affliction. God remembered Noah and made a wind blow over the earth. Genesis 8:1. There were days I thought you had moved on, that my cry had been buried beneath others louder, that my name had faded from the halls of heaven. But then the wind shifted, the light changed, and I knew you remembered me. You remembered me not with guilt, not with delay, but with mercy ready to move. You remembered a first prayer. You remembered the last tear. You remembered a promise you whispered when I was too young to understand it. The Lord has been mindful of us. He will bless us. Psalm 115, verse 12. You were never far. You were never forgetful. Only waiting until the fullness of time. I had no rainbow, I had no dove, but I had peace that entered the room and sat on the edge of my bed like a long-lost friend. And it said, he remembers. So I will stop accusing you of absence. I will stop rehearsing delay as if it means denial. I will say instead, my Redeemer is not forgetful. He knows the weight of my pain, and he has not missed a moment. You remembered Noah in the flood. You remembered Hannah in her weeping. You remembered a thief in his dying breath. You remember me still, and that is the beginning of everything. Sung at the doorway of new beginnings, where hope is no longer feared, but welcomed. Psalm 13. I will not be afraid to hope again. Return to your stronghold, O prisoners of hope. Today I declare that I will restore to you double. Zechariah 9:12. I have hoped before and watched the waiting stretch long. I have believed and seen the answer come slowly or not at all. So I built walls, not out of hatred but out of grief, not out of bitterness but out of exhaustion, because hoping hurt. But you, Lord, you are calling me again, not just to believe in you, but to hope with you, to open my heart again, to risk again, to lift my eyes from the ground and look for rain on the horizon. Hope is not pretending. Hope is not naive. Hope is not blind optimism. Hope is remembering who you are, even before I see what you will do. Hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts. Romans 5:5. So I say it aloud. I will not be afraid to hope again. I will not be ashamed of the longing. I will not bury the dreams, you whispered, just to avoid pain. If it must be watered by tears, let it be. If it must grow slow, let it rise. Because you are not only the God of healing, you are the God of restoration. And hope, once buried, can rise again stronger. So I plant it again today, in trust, in surrender, in love, and I say, I will not be afraid to hope again, because you, Lord, are still faithful, and you are still coming, sung with open hands, when healing arrives in forms we didn't foresee, but always needed. Psalm 14. You heal in ways I did not expect. He does great things beyond searching out, and marvelous things beyond number. Job 5:9. I asked for one thing, and you gave another, not because you ignored me, but because you saw further. You knew what I could not yet name. I asked you to remove the pain, and instead you met me inside it. I prayed for quick relief. You gave me deeper strength. I longed for escape. You gave me endurance. I asked you to fix my body, but you first healed my heart. Lord, you are not bound by my expectations. You do not color inside the lines I draw. You are healer, but you are also gardener, tearing out the root rot I did not know was there. You are surgeon, removing the fear that would have festered even after the symptoms were gone. You still answer prayers, but you also transform people. And sometimes healing is not an event. It is a rebirth you heal through, a moment of peace that replaces years of torment, a memory finally wept through, a relationship mended that sickness had poisoned, a joy that returns like spring through thawed ground. So I thank you, not just for what I asked for, but for what you knew I needed more. Your hands do not always move as I imagined, but they always move in love. And now I see the healing has begun, and it is deeper than the pain ever was. Sung in the night watch, when pain surrounds, but the name remains. Psalm 15. Your name is a strong tower in my night. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. Proverbs 18:10. There are nights when I can't see the way forward, when the pain speaks louder than promises, and fear breathes cold against my neck. But even in that place, your name remains. I whisper it like a torch, Jesus. I hold it like a shield, Jesus. I press it against my chest like a salve, Jesus. Your name is not a word. It is a place, a tower, a refuge, a fortress with walls. No darkness can scale. The enemy prowls, but cannot cross the threshold. The sickness may persist, but cannot strip away the safety of your presence. I will be a wall of fire around her, and I will be the glory within her. Zechariah 2:5. That is what your name does. It does not always remove the night, but it makes the night holy. I have run into many places, the arms of others, the refuge of distraction, the illusions of control, none held, none healed. But your name, it holds me fast. So I run again, not from fear, but into peace. I run to the tower, and the darkness breaks at the door, and I will rest beneath the banner that flies from its walls. Jesus Christ, the healer. Jesus Christ, my refuge. Jesus Christ, my light in the night. Sung from a place of holy awe, where providence outshines pain. Psalm 16. You wrote the end before the wound began. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. Psalm 139, verse 16. Before the pain struck, before the silence fell, before the diagnosis was spoken, you had already written my ending, and it was not defeat. I wept as if the story had crumbled. I feared as if the ink was still wet. But you, O author of my days, you wrote the end before the wound began. Not one hour of sorrow escaped your sovereign pen. Not one dark chapter surprised your heart. You knew this would come, and you wrote redemption into it. You did not cause the wound, but you wove healing through its very thread. What the enemy meant for harm, you have already turned. What the destroyer tried to mar, you have already marked for glory. I do not need to see the final page to believe you, because even now I see foreshadowing in the pain, the kindness of a nurse, the prayer of a stranger, the stillness in the storm, the mercy in the delay, all of it whispers. He is still writing. You are not improvising my story. You are fulfilling it. And you have never written a tale that ends in darkness for the ones you love. So I hand you the pen again, even while I bleed. Write it, Lord. Finish it, King. Bring beauty from these ashes. You already know the last line, and you've called it healing, sung in reverence as the broken body becomes sacred space once more. Psalm 17. You make my body a temple again. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you? 1 Corinthians 6:19. Once I saw my body as a battlefield. Pain lived here. Fear whispered here. Disappointment echoed in my bones. But you, Lord, you remembered what this body was made for. You remembered Eden. You remembered the blueprint. You remembered that this was always meant to be your dwelling. And you began to rebuild. You did not scorn what sickness had touched. You did not recoil from the scars. You entered the place others abandoned. You swept the corners of affliction. You lit a lamp in the center of it all. And you said, this is mine. This is holy. This is where I will dwell again. You make my body a temple again, not because it is flawless, but because you inhabit it. And wherever you dwell becomes sacred. The glory of the Lord filled the temple. 2 Chronicles 7:1. So let my lungs praise you. Let my heart beat in rhythm with mercy. Let my hands serve with strength renewed. Let my mind become an altar of peace. Let every cell remember, I am not a ruin, I am a sanctuary. No matter what they diagnose, no matter what is removed, changed, scarred, or limited, you have not withdrawn. You have come closer. You have sanctified this frame with your presence. You make my body a temple again, and I will carry you with reverence and joy. Shall we continue now into Psalm 18? You heard me from within the storm, sung in the wind and rain, when God answers from the very heart of the storm. Psalm 18, you heard me from within the storm. Then the earth reeled and rocked. He bowed the heavens and came down. He rescued me because he delighted in me. Psalm 18, 7, 9, 19. The storm came fast, no warning, no gentle rain, only wind that tore, waves that broke, and silence that felt like abandonment. I cried out, not knowing if you could hear me over the roar. But you did. You did not silence the storm first. You entered it. You wrapped yourself in thunder. You rode on the wings of the wind. You answered me from within the chaos, not outside of it. You did not calm the storm to prove you loved me. You walked into it to show me I was never alone. Even as the winds howled, you drew near. Even as the lightning struck, you stood guard. Even as the ground gave way, your hand found mine. You are not afraid of storms. You do not wait for clear skies. You come when I am drowning, and you bring your glory with you. He reached down from on high and took hold of me. He drew me out of deep waters. Psalm 18, 16. You heard me from within the storm. And you rescued me, not just from the storm, but from the lie that said I was abandoned in it. Let the winds howl. Let the skies split. Let the flood rise. I will not be moved. Because you heard me, you came for me, and you still walk upon the waves. Sung when the voice is too tired, but the heart still calls out. Psalm 19, you know the cry beneath my words. O Lord, All my longing is before you. My sighing is not hidden from you. Psalm 38. 9. I tried to pray, but the words scattered. I opened my mouth, and only breath came out. But you heard it all. You heard what I meant, what I feared, what I could not admit, and what I didn't even know was buried. You heard the cry beneath my words, the ache behind, help me, the grief behind, why not yet, the trust inside, I'm still here, the fatigue and amen. You are the God who reads the soul, not just the sentences. Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely. Psalm 139, verse 4. I do not need perfect prayers for you to respond. I do not need polished faith for you to come near. When my voice falters, you listen to my heart. When I exhale the pain I can't describe, you gather it like incense. When my spirit can only groan, you answer with comfort deeper than words. You do not need eloquence, you want honesty. You want nearness, you want me. So I bring you this broken sound, not much more than a sigh, and I say, Lord, hear what I cannot say. Answer what I cannot ask. Receive what I do not even know I'm giving you. Because you are the God who knows the cry beneath my words, and you answer it with love, sung with quiet boldness, when all else fades and identity remains. Psalm 20. I am still the one you love. I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with unfailing kindness. Jeremiah 31. 3. The pain made me question. The silence made me wonder. The delay made me doubt. But the truth has never changed. I am still the one you love. Not because I'm strong. Not because I'm holy. Not because I've prayed enough, believed enough, endured enough. But because you chose me before I ever chose you. And even now, weary, worn, wounded, I am still yours. I do not earn your affection by recovering quickly. I do not lose your nearness by struggling deeply. I am not less loved because I am not yet whole. I am still the one you knit together. I am still the one you call by name. I am still the one you weep with. I am still the one you died for. The Lord delights in those who fear him, who put their hope in his unfailing love. Psalm 147:11. And I do, even when my hands are empty, my heart still reaches. Even when my mouth is quiet, my spirit still says, Abba. So today I let go of shame. I shake off the lie of being forgotten. I silence the voice that says I've fallen too far behind. Because you haven't moved, and your love hasn't shifted, I am still the one you love, and that love is healing me. Shall we now continue into Psalm 21? I have found shelter under your wings, sung in quiet surrender, beneath the soft covering of divine protection. Psalm 21, I have found shelter under your wings. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. Psalm 91, 4. I have run in many directions, in panic, in pain, in search of peace. I have stood in open places, exposed to winds too fierce to bear. But now I know where to go, under your wings, not to hide in fear, but to rest in trust, not to escape the world, but to find strength within it. There is room here, room for my grief, room for my weariness, room for all that still needs healing. I do not need to explain myself beneath your wings. I do not need to fight. I do not need to hold myself together. You hold me. You have been a refuge for the poor, a refuge for the needy in their distress, a shelter from the storm. Isaiah 25:4. You are not merely a place, you are a presence, soft as breath, strong as mountain stone. And here beneath the curve of your kindness, My heart slows, my mind settles. My soul remembers who you are. You have covered me before. You will cover me again, not with escape, but with peace, not with absence of trouble, but with the nearness of you. So I stay here until the storm passes, until the night ends, until I am ready to rise again. I have found shelter under your wings, and I am safe. Sung in bold hope, when the soul rises to meet goodness here, not just in the hereafter. Psalm 22. Your goodness will meet me in the land of the living. I remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Psalm 27:13. I have been told to wait for heaven, to expect joy later, to store my hope in the afterlife. But you, Lord, you promised more than that. You said I would see goodness here. Now, while I still breathe, I have walked through shadow. I have wept in silence. I have carried promises through the fire. And yet, still I believe you have not run out of goodness for me. Surely your goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. Psalm 23:6. Not just eternity, today. Your goodness is not fragile. It is not limited to perfect days. It breaks into hospital rooms. It enters weary hearts. It finds me even here, in the waiting, in the wandering, in the weakness. You do not withhold your kindness. You send it like morning dew, quiet, faithful, enough. So I lift my head again. I open my hands again. I clear a place in my soul for joy to return. I am not just surviving. I am waiting for goodness to appear, and it will, because you are not finished. You are the God of the living, and I am still alive. Let the grave wait. Let heaven rejoice. But today, here on earth, in this body, in this moment, I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, sung with quiet courage, when the pain has not been pointless, but planted. Psalm 23. You have not wasted my suffering. You keep track of all my sorrows. You have collected all my tears in your bottle. Psalm 56:8. You saw it all, the nights I didn't sleep, the days I held my breath just to endure the ache, the hours I wept with no one watching. And you counted every moment. You are not wasteful, Lord. You do not discard pain like refuse. You gather it, you store it, you sanctify it, and then you redeem it. What the enemy meant to destroy, you are transforming into testimony. What shame tried to bury, you are raising as seed. You have not wasted my suffering. You are wringing purpose from every drop. In my weakness, you shaped compassion. In my waiting, you grew endurance. In my disappointment, you revealed deeper trust. And though I would never have chosen this path, I now see it. You have woven beauty from ashes. We know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him. Romans 8:28. Even this, even here, even now, you do not minimize my pain, but you refuse to let it return empty. It will feed others. It will strengthen the weak. It will open doors I could not have imagined. And at the end of it all, I will see that nothing was wasted. Not the tears, not the silence, not the slow, aching steps. You have kept them all, and you are making every one of them count. Shall we continue now into Psalm 24? The daylight will find me again, sung in the final hours of night, when the heart dares to believe that dawn will not forget it. Psalm 24. The daylight will find me again. Though I sit in darkness, the Lord will be my light. Micah 7:8. It has been dark for so long. The clock moved, but the sun did not rise. I have waited, not just for healing, but for light. And still, somewhere in the silence, a whisper begins to rise in me. The daylight will find me again. You are not a God who forgets morning. You are not a Lord who delights in keeping me in shadow. Even when night had its purpose, you never meant for me to stay there. You are the God of return, of reversal, of resurrection. You are the sunrise waiting to break open. I may not see the first crack in the clouds, but I believe you're already moving the light in my direction. You are already warming what grew cold. You are already calling the birds to sing again. You are already stirring my soul to stretch toward hope, like a seed beneath the frost. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Psalm 35. So I will hold on, even if just by a thread, even if all I can do is stay upright through the night, because I know you, and I know how you write stories. You never end them in darkness. The light may come slow, but it will come, and I will greet it, eyes raw with waiting, but wide with wonder. The daylight will find me again, because you are faithful, even with the sun. Sung at the threshold of surrender and restoration, when the soul opens fully at last. Psalm 25. I am ready to be made whole. Do you want to be made well? The sick man answered. John 5:6. You have asked me this question before, not in words, but in whispers, not through sound, but through stirring. Do you want to be made whole? And for a time I hesitated. I wanted comfort more than change. I wanted relief more than renewal. I wanted healing, but not the breaking open it would require. But now, after the long wait, after the dark valley, after the bruised prayers and the empty nights, I say with all my heart, yes, Lord, I am ready. I am ready to be made whole, not just patched, not just calmed, but transformed. I open my hands to release what I clung to. I expose the places I once kept hidden. I yield the bitterness I justified and the fear I used to shield my wounds. I am ready to walk, even if my legs still shake. I am ready to rejoice, even if the tears fall with the laughter. I am ready to live again, not as one half-healed, but as one made new. Go, your faith has made you whole. Mark 10:52. So do what you desire, Lord. Finish what you began. Speak, and I will rise. You do not heal halfway. You do not restore in pieces. You make whole, and I am ready to be called healed, to be called clean, to be called whole by the one who sees me and loves me still. Sung by feet once bound, now rising at the call to walk again. Psalm 26. Now let me walk again. Then Jesus said to him, get up, pick up your mat and walk. John 5:8. I've spent a long time lying still, waiting, wounded, walled off from movement, from change, from hope. But I hear your voice again, clearer than pain, stronger than fear. Get up. You do not mock me with this command. You speak it as one who heals what you require. You do not ask me to rise without first restoring. You do not call me forward without walking beside me. So now, Lord, if you are speaking, if you are here, then let me walk again. Let me walk through the places I once feared. Let me walk into relationships I once avoided. Let me walk in joy I thought I had lost forever. Not in my own strength, but in yours. Not to prove something, but to proclaim, the one who healed me is faithful. I will carry no shame on this mat. I will not bow to the memory of paralysis. I will not apologize for rising. You have healed me. You have called me. You are sending me. And with every step I take, I will remember, this walk is worship. These legs are testimony. This life is yours. So I walk. sung with longing for that final healing, when even memory will be made whole. Psalm 27. There will be no scar in heaven. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain. Revelation 21. 4. Some wounds have closed but still ache when touched. Some places are healed, but still remember the breaking. But you, Lord, you have promised something more, not just healing, not just comfort, but wholeness that forgets pain without losing the wisdom it gave. There will be no scar in heaven, not because you erased my story, but because you fulfilled it so completely that even the mark is redeemed. Here on earth, the scar reminds me I survived, I was carried, I was healed. But there I will not need the reminder, because there will be no more threat, no more threat of pain, no return of sickness, no echo of fear. You are not just the God who heals, you are the God who finishes. And when I see you face to face, the last ache will fall away, the last fear will dissolve, the last memory of sorrow will be bathed in glory. I will not limp through eternity. I will run, I will dance, I will rejoice without restraint. Because the body once broken will be radiant, and the soul once weary will be light. The former things shall not be remembered, nor will they come to mind. Isaiah 65:17. There will be no scar in heaven, only the Lamb's. And because of his, I will be whole forever. Sung from the place where pain became offering, and ashes turned into altars. Psalm 28. What was meant to break me became my altar. You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good. Genesis 50:20. It came to destroy me, to crush, to silence, to turn my soul inward and my hope to dust. And for a while, it nearly did. But you, Lord, you met me in the wreckage. And there, you did what only you can do. You turned the breaking into building. What was meant to be my end became the beginning of worship. What sought to steal my breath became the place where I found yours. You brought me back to the place of pain, not to punish me, but to plant something holy there, and I laid it down, all of it. Present your bodies as a living sacrifice. Romans 12:1. I gave you the diagnosis, the years I lost, the questions I screamed into the dark, the bitterness I tried to justify. I gave you the fear that wrapped itself around my joy, and you consumed it, not in wrath, but in fire from heaven. Now this place, this very place, has become an altar, not just a place of suffering, but a place of meeting. Now when I return here in memory, it does not reopen the wound, it rekindles the flame. You met me in what was meant to break me, and you built something unshakable instead. So let the enemy see what I have become. Let him see the altar still burning. Let him hear the voice that was not silenced. Let him smell the incense of my praise rising from the place he tried to bury me. What was meant to break me became my altar, and I will never stop offering it to you. Psalm 29. This body is no longer a battlefield. The God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. Romans 16:20. For too long, my body felt like a battleground, pulled between life and loss, stretched by fear, claimed by pain. I lived under siege. I walked like a prisoner. I flinched at my own breath. But no more. You have stepped into this flesh, not with a sword to wound, but with hands to heal, not to occupy, but to restore your territory. This body is not a war zone. It is holy ground. Where torment once roamed, peace now reigns. Where affliction had its voice, now your word is louder. You have declared, This one is mine. This place is healed. This temple is filled with my presence. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. Colossians 3:15. And where peace rules, no other ruler may remain. Even when pain knocks again, even when symptoms whisper, even when memory threatens to stir up fear, I will say with boldness, this body is no longer a battlefield. It is a vessel of peace. So come, Spirit, fill this temple, seal this body with light. What once was torn apart has been gathered in grace. What once bore the scars of war now bears the fragrance of worship. This body is no longer a battlefield. It is home, it is holy, it is yours. Sung at the close of the journey, when every step of pain reveals the footprint of mercy beside it. Psalm 30. You walked me all the way home. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Psalm 23, verse 4. I thought I was walking alone. I saw only my footsteps in the dust, dragging, faltering, marked by pain. But now I look back, and I see yours beside mine, every step of the way. When I didn't know what to pray, you held my silence. When I lay too weak to move, you stood watch. When I questioned everything, you never questioned me. You didn't wait at the finish line. You walked every mile, through the diagnosis, through the doubt, through the darkness and delay, through every whispered, why? And now that I'm here, wherever here is, I realize you were not only my destination, you were my companion. You didn't promise the road would be smooth. You promised you would stay. You didn't say I wouldn't fall. You said you'd lift me. You didn't say the storm wouldn't howl. You said you'd whisper peace, louder than the wind. You hem me in, behind and before, and lay your hand upon me. Psalm 139, verse 5. So whether I crossed into healing, or into heaven, or into the next chapter still unfolding, I know this. You walked me all the way home. You never left. You never wavered. You never changed. And now I rest. Not because the journey was easy, but because you never let go. This too is healing. To know you walked every step beside me, and you still are. Benediction. So shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it. Isaiah 55:11. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and he carried our pain, bore our sickness, and still speaks healing over us. May every word spoken by Christ, every be made whole, every rise, take up your bed, every peace be still, go forth now into the aching corners of this world and accomplish what the Father intended. May the cross shine like a beacon for those who sit in shadows, those whose last prayer was a whisper, those who have no words left, but still breathe his name. The Lamb who was slain has not lost his voice, and his word still heals. Blessing of release, let the word go forth and not return. Void to every soul who has read these psalms in pain, who has whispered them through tears, who has clung to them like branches in the flood. May the word of the Lord rise within you now, not as echo, but as living flame. May every word Jesus spoke, words given to him by the Father, go forth and accomplish healing in your body, restoration in your soul, peace in your mind, and wholeness where once there was only surviving. May his words not return void. May they run through the corridors of your life and complete their purpose, even the ones you haven't heard yet. He sent his word and healed them, and delivered them from all their destructions. Psalm 107:20. Let that word go forth now. Let it enter the marrow. Let it mend what broke long ago. Let it answer what was never spoken aloud. And to those sitting in darkness, to those who cry out in the night, to those who wonder if they've been forgotten, may the cross of Christ become your light. May its shadow stretch across your room like a banner. May its blood speak louder than shame. May its mercy find you even now. And may its healing power carry you to morning. You are not alone. The healer is near. The light is rising, and the word will not return void. So let it go forth, and let it accomplish everything it was sent to do. In Jesus' name, amen. So shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it. Isaiah 55:11. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and he carried our pain, bore our sickness, and still speaks healing over us. May every word spoken by Christ, every be made whole, every rise, take up your bed, every peace be still. Go forth now into the aching corners of this world and accomplish what the Father intended. May the cross shine like a beacon for those who sit in shadows, those whose last prayer was a whisper, those who have no words left, but still breathe his name. The Lamb who was slain has not lost his voice, and his word still heals. Blessing of release, let the word go forth and not return void. To every soul who has read these psalms in pain, who has whispered them through tears, who has clung to them like branches in the flood, may the word of the Lord rise within you now, not as echo, but as living flame. May every word Jesus spoke, words given to him by the Father, go forth and accomplish healing in your body, restoration in your soul, peace in your mind, and wholeness where once there was only surviving. May his words not return void. May they run through the corridors of your life and complete their purpose, even the ones you haven't heard yet. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from all their destructions. Psalm 107:20. Let that word go forth now. Let it enter the marrow. Let it mend what broke long ago. Let it answer what was never spoken aloud. And to those sitting in darkness, to those who cry out in the night, to those who wonder if they've been forgotten, may the cross of Christ become your light. May its shadow stretch across your room like a banner. May its blood speak louder than shame. May its mercy find you even now. And may its healing power carry you to morning. You are not alone. The healer is near. The light is rising, and the word will not return void. So let it go forth, and let it accomplish everything it was sent to do. In Jesus' name, amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and give you peace. Copyright 2025, Laird Rees Snowden, Gemmond Foundation, all rights reserved. This work may be shared freely for ministry and personal healing purposes. No part may be reproduced for commercial use. W.